It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, thank you as we bring in Larry Bluestein, our South Florida high school football insider for the last 200 years. Blue's been around, covering the whole state. And Larry, man, as I say good morning to you, I got to go back to last week. What a great game at Traz Pal. Central comes back from 21-6 down and beats American Heritage Plantation 35-32. American Heritage Plantation sitting here with a losing record and one of the best teams in South Florida. They're really good, too.
Yeah, isn't that funny? I think it's 199. 200 years will be next. But, yeah, you're right. And we sat there and watched. I mean, there's been, what, 3 weeks in a row that you've had games like that. The Chaminade Heritage game.
Man.
The New Orleans Northwestern game. I mean, it's every week, and it's crazy. And you're right. It was what a game. I mean, you know, it both back and forth. And those are two, as you mentioned, isn't it a shame as you look at American Heritage Plantation and they're 2-3. I mean, and they could have been in every single game, and they were. You know, the Milton game, the beginning of the year, and Milton's now 4 in the nation.
Right.
Kind of hard luck, but this is a schedule that they chose, and you know they still have the opportunity. They've got that. Probably they're going to play New Orleans twice, once in the regular season in a couple weeks, and then the second one will be in the playoffs because they're the only two 4A programs in South Florida that really have a legitimate shot. But yeah, you're right. And you know what? Even though the Hurricane Helene cut into yesterday, a lot of these games are going to be rescheduled. There's still some really good games every week. And this week, you know, you got a lot of district matchups. St. Thomas Aquinas going up to Orlando Bishop Moore, who's undefeated now. And one of these games, you know, or they don't go out of the area too much during the regular season. It's usually the first game or so. But,
surprised to see St. Thomas has really picked it up on the schedule. I don't know what happened with Twan and Coach, but they have really stepped it up. By the way, before I forget, I got to go back to Piper beat Ely.
Yes.
I know Piper's undefeated. We never talk about Piper. And and by the way, how about that? Ely, you were really high on them. All of a sudden, they got a couple losses here.
Yeah, well, they beat Chaminade, and then when they beat Chaminade, things kind of went south. They lost to Delray Atlantic.
That's right.
And then last week, Piper, and let's give Piper credit because Quentin Short, who used to be at Douglas, has done a tremendous job. One of the better coaches in South Florida, doesn't get a lot of the respect that he deserves. And his team's got a chance to go 8-0 before they face somebody, you know, the next step. But, I mean, he came in last year, won a district, you know, with Piper after, you know, successful run at Douglas, you know, taking over from Coach May. But you got to give Piper. The Bengals are doing a tremendous job. And they've got a lot of talent. We saw it in the beginning, you know, when they played Cardinal Gibbons in the kickoff classic. And even though they lost the first couple series, they had an opportunity to put the game away. So, yeah, they've got talent.
Yeah.
And you're right. And I appreciate you bringing them up because of the fact that they deserve it. And a lot of these teams that, you know, never get on the radar have an opportunity now, thanks to you guys and everybody else, to kind of jump out into the spotlight.
Yeah, no, it's good stuff. Hey, by the way, got to ask you about a couple of games. We'll run through them to cover all of South Florida. Southridge and Homestead. Homestead was supposed to be, I think you really liked their town. A lot of people did. Here they are 2-2, and Southridge is at 4-1. Who do you like in this game tonight, Blue?
Yeah, this is a district game, and it's pretty much a championship game. And as I say, you know, even though you win one game, you're still going to have to play a team like that the second time. Southridge, they're trying to you got to give them credit. They're trying to return to that glory back in the day, the Don Solinger day, and they're doing a tremendous job. Coach Pierre Sinatis, everywhere he's been, he's under the Ice Harris coaching tree, done a tremendous job at Miramar when he was there and MacArthur, and now he's been at Southridge a couple of years. And you know what? Something that hadn't happened in a long time was tapping into that area. You know, the Goulds area, the South Miami Heights area is the one that, you know, the Cedric Irvins, the Davis brothers back in the day, that's what made them successful, and they're doing it again, and they've got a really legitimate shot to win this game. The only loss was a three-point game against Columbus to start the year, and a game that they made some mistakes, but certainly they've got an opportunity to win this game tonight on the road, but still, you know how far is on the road? It's like just down the road. They're playing at Harris, and should be a probably it is the marquee game in the area.
Give the South folks a little something tonight. All right. Chaminade is going to Western, and Western, I know, is loaded with talent, but they're sitting here at 1-3. They're at home again tonight against a Chaminade team that's getting better and better and better and getting more confidence. What do you expect in this one?
Yeah, last time they played, you and I were there. We were on the sideline for that game, and out west. And yeah, you're right. I mean, before the season, I said, you look at this game, and I said, these are two teams that have an opportunity to go in this game 5-0. And I said, because, the success that Chaminade's enjoyed and then, slipped up a little bit, lost a tough game to Bosco. Bosco's undefeated still. So, it was a tough loss. Then they went through the quarterback change against Ely, and ever since then, they've just been putting up points. And here's a Western team that, they're losing games, but the 2 weeks ago, I'll show you a little bit. They had St. Thomas on the ropes. It was 15-6, and they had an opportunity. Listen, this is going to be a game. I really do. I think Coach Rakovich is going to bring his team together and say, listen, we can get right back on track, even though this isn't a district game and it's not a 7A game. It's still a game that's going to carry some weight in South Florida. So you have an opportunity for them to get right back on the horse and see what happens. It's a great opportunity for them.
All right, and I got to ask you, Plantation, quietly 4-0. Steve Davis, no longer the head coach over there, but they're off to a nice start. They'll play another team from Plantation tonight, American Heritage Plantation. Boy, I'll tell you what, American Heritage Plantation got to be a little salty these days with having a chance to have such a great record losing these games.
District game. This is the opening of the district. This is the first time that Heritage and Plantation's played in I don't know how long.
Wow.
I don't remember. And this is a district opener for both teams. Coach Darryl Strong, former Plantation High player, played at Pitt, played in the NFL. He's the new head coach, and he's done a great job.
Yeah.
And you could see it. You could see it, Joe, during the summer. They were at almost everything. They beat Coco twice in 7-on-7. This is a program. Obviously, they're going to have their hands full because, as you said, Heritage is a little salty being 2-3. And they can get right back in the horse tonight, in the district, which is going to be very important because they still have Norland in the district and they still have Archbishop McCarthy. So, and that's another team.
Yeah, Archbishop undefeated.
Undefeated, but they'll be tested to the max tonight. They got Norland; that's their first district game. So those four teams, Plantation, Heritage, Norland, and Archbishop McCarthy, are all that district. So it's not an easy district. Yeah, it's a gauntlet, but nevertheless, it's and Plantation's a team. Like you said, Steve Davis did an awesome job and continues to be in that. The capacity where if they need him, he's always there. He's not too far away. And I think that's going to be a really good game. I'll give you another game to keep your eye on.
All right.
Calvary Christian has probably never beaten Cardinal Gibbons. Calvary's 5-0. They have an opportunity tonight, and I think this may be their best opportunity. Now, Gibbons is down, but they're still, they're still a team you got to watch out for, and certainly a team in 2A. This is not a, this is one of those games where, Kirk Hoza, who's the head coach, has been on the sideline, this year. So he hadn't had an opportunity to fully be in the mix. But certainly this is a very talented Calvary Christian team. They've got a number of kids. So that's a game as well.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah, definitely to keep your eye on. And I'll give you another game also that has an opportunity. We mentioned it briefly. But St. Thomas going to Bishop Moore. Bishop Moore feeling pretty good. They got one of the best quarterbacks in the state. Coach Hedrick has done a great job. They're undefeated, getting a Catholic versus Catholic school. And, you give St. Thomas credit for going out there. Let be in their kickoff classic. They went to Bishop Rowe and in Fort Myers. And now they're going to Orlando to play a really good football team. And certainly I know that Roger Harriet and his team come in as a huge favorite. But you know how that happens. Anything can happen when two really good teams get together.
Yeah, all right. So this is a tough one to do because all the big boys been playing a big boy schedule. But you got to give me your top five and see what you have this week.
Well, I'm going to give you a bonus. I'll give you top 10. Because,
okay.
You know,
if you're that good, go ahead, Blue. If you're that good today, you go ahead.
Yeah, that's it. St. Thomas stays one, obviously. Central stays two. No, I put Hollywood. I put Chaminade up to three, only because of the fact that they played extremely well. You got Norlin at four. You got Heritage at five. Northwestern is six. Northwestern has Central next week. So,
oh,
you know, that's
boy.
Yeah. Plantation will come in at seven. Southridge at eight. Monarch, who's also played a
wow,
pretty tough schedule.
Monarch's in there in the top ten.
Yeah, and they got Chaminade next week. So that's, you know, like I said, every week. And I put them at nine. And Columbus. Is at 10. They got to play a tough. They play South Dade this week, and certainly let's see if they can get back on the horse. But I'll tell you what, Joe. Every single week, you and I are coming strong with the great games that happen, and you know it's because of the fact that we mentioned in the off season that a lot of these teams, when the end of the season comes along and the national rankings come out. And they're not in the upper echelon, it's because they don't play a schedule like a Bosco. They don't play a schedule like Bishop Gorman or Matter Day, and that's why they weren't being ranked so high. Now, last year, Chaminade finished two behind Gorman because they played that challenging schedule, and they beat St. Francis Academy. But, yeah, it should be really interesting the rest of the way. This, like I said, now
we're I'll tell you what, Central and Chaminade, the last few years, have you could argue – have had a championship, a national championship, talented team. Boy, they have just been absolutely loaded. Blue, thank you, man. Really appreciate you coming on as always, my man.
Any two at time, Joe. We'll see you next week. Big week next week.
Oh, can't wait. Northwestern Central. All right, Larry Bluestein, our South Florida High School insider, joining us to talk a little bit about where everybody stands and the games that might be in your community. If you're not going out to watch UM tonight, you want to go out and watch a little high school football, grab a little one to get out there, man. They would love to see you out there for sure. So a lot of stuff going on. Do want to take a moment to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic and the great work they're doing and the great results I've had. Full-blown ED and low T. And matter of fact, my wife said, can you stop telling everybody, please? I go, well, you know, I just want – there's guys out there that have it and – you don't have anywhere to turn, man. For guys, where do we go? You don't go around telling everybody, hey, you've been a good friend of mine. You know, I got ED. And they go, oh, geez. Nothing I can do there, man. Nobody wants, oh, man, people run from you. So, hey, Atlantic Men's Clinic is where I went for this. And 7 months ago, it was bad. It had been bad for a while. Not like it just hit me. And I was same way, like, what am I going to do? Because this little blue pill is not working. And I got to tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic, put together a program, got my low T levels back up. ED is absolutely 100% gone. The sex drive is back. The energy level is back like it used to be, and just everything. Feel like working out every day, no matter how long the day is, still feel like working out. Your energy level on the weekend where it used to be nap, nap, nap. Oh, I need a nap. Now you're like, hey, man, hey, bring the kids, bring the grandkids over, man. Let's go. Let's go do it. Hey, I got to tell you, if you're going through this right now and don't know where to turn, turn to Atlantic Men's Clinic. I'm telling you right now, they have served South Florida since 2020, successfully treating thousands of men. I go to the plantation location. They have six locations out South Florida to serve you. And I just want to let you know, a Florida licensed medical provider will review your results with you and discuss your options. You'll make the decision together with their medical team. Your initial visit includes medical consultation, a T and a PSA test. And if you sign up for testosterone treatment the day of your appointment, the visit is free. Come on, man. Get back. Get back and get rolling. There's no reason that you have to lose everything. Don't let people tell you you're getting older, it's normal. No, it doesn't have to be that way. I'm just telling you right now, call 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com to learn more. Atlantic Men's Clinic, it works, guys.